Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 9, 1806. Red-headed duck. Again, not much new information, so Lewis continues his description of the aquatic birds in the area.
This morning, the men set out at daylight to go in quest of the elk which Collins had killed. They returned with it at 11 a.m. Bratton complains of his back being very painful to him today. I conceive this pain to be something of the rheumatism. We still apply the liniment and flannel. In the evening, he was much better. Drewyer and Joseph Field returned not having found any elk. Sergeant Pryor and the fishing party not yet arrived. Suppose they are detained by the winds. Visited by 3 Clatsop men who brought a dog, some fish, and a sea otter skin for sale. We suffered them to remain all night. We set Shields at work to make some sacks of elk skin to contain various articles. The large swan is precisely the same common to the Atlantic states. The small swan differs only from the larger one in size and its note. It is about 1/4 less and its note entirely different. The latter cannot be justly imitated by sound of letters, nor do I know any sound with which a comparison would be pertinent. It begins with a kind of whistling sound and terminates in a round, full note, which is rather louder than the whistling, or former part. This note is as loud as that of the large swan. From the peculiar whistling of the note of this bird, I have called it the whistling swan. A beautiful duck, and one of the most delicious in the world, is found in considerable quantities in this neighborhood during the autumn and winter. This is the same with that known in the Delaware, Susquehanna, and Potomac by the name of canvasback, and in the James River by that of sheldrake. In the latter river, however, I am informed that they have latterly almost disappeared. The red-headed fishing duck is common to every part of the river and found as well in the Rocky Mountains as elsewhere. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 9, 1806.
Lewis also describes the black-and-white duck, which apparently is the bufflehead. The red-headed fishing duck is probably the female merganser. Tomorrow, a tree 42 feet in girth.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.